podcast. Holy shit, it's been another break. So, Cody, you were on IR. Welcome back, Cody. Hi, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Hi. And Ryan has been on LTIR with Payne, and I wished I hugged him tighter and longer when he was here.
I think that's the reason why he got sick.
It was funny because we went out to the Loose Moose, and I gave the group that was there that day, I gave everyone a group hug. I hugged Ryan first, and he goes, "Oh fuck my ribs." I'm blanking. It's Cody, do you want to introduce our other guest who is not Ryan, but Ryan will be back. Don't you guys worry. Also, hi, Ryan. I love you.
Well, yes. Hi, Ryan. We miss you. I know it's only the second podcast since Ryan hasn't been around because we've failed at life and only done one other one before that.
I mean, but, Cody, you were sick. Ryan's been sick, and I've fallen head over heels.
Yeah, you fell into something.
Something magical.
But to introduce to the show a first timer, the big wiener, the dick himself, Mr. Richard.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to crowd the show, goes buddy. Wild.
The crowd goes summit. I don't know about wild.
I can't really yell because everybody in my house is sleeping.
I cannot shout because my girlfriend is jumpy, but I do like these quiet jump cheers, which is that also works.
Oh, I mean, it's 2 in the morning here, so if I start shouting.
If you start shouting, you're going to get everybody in your neighborhood mad.
Oh, I'd get the police around.
My neighbors actually love me. So it was funny. I was hanging out with Nicolas Cage, and he was like, we all know in the house when Austin Matthews scores because Mikey shouts.
So did you scream on the empty netter then?
No, I did not.
No?
Because I'm a fantastic boyfriend.
Can we drop that line on how that was his first open net goal in the season?
58 goals later.
58 goals, and he scores an open netter to get 58.
Fucking beautiful.
Just insane.
And it was looking likely like he wasn't even getting a goal for the whole game, but I am sad to see. Sammy is broken. I need to hug him.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a groin injury, I'd say.
Yeah, how long do you think he's going to be out for?
He was able to get up and skate off. Groins are typically they could be 2 to 4 weeks minimum.
Oh, I wish.
So, yeah, depending on the severity of it, we won't really know until next month, because the way the media is when it comes to Toronto and injuries,
it looked painful. It looked real painful.
But you know what? I to turn it around to start the game because that happened at the end of the game. Oh no, Nye's penalty 16 seconds in. I need to like redo my fucking. And then what was it? Leafs are 24th in penalty kill. That is a. Ooh.
Yeah, they're missing Marner bad on the PK right now.
Should put him back on there. What the fuck?
Yeah, he should stop being injured and come back.
Is he injured or is he sick?
He's got a high ankle sprain.
Ah, I thought he was suffering with the flu like everybody else.
Yeah, no, he actually hit the ice a few days ago. He's been practicing without the team and skating a little bit, so he's day to day from being day to day.
Day to what?
Sheldon Keefe said.
Day to what?
Yeah, Keefe said he's day to day.
Yeah.
From being day to day.
So the progress is still the same. There's no updates.
He's progressing. He's getting better, but they don't really know the severity of it. It's lingering a little bit more than what they expected. So it doesn't sound like it's too severe, but at the same time, the boys are doing pretty well.
Yep.
We're almost guaranteed a playoff position right now.
Let's go.
What's the point in rushing them back?
Yeah, let's have our fun right now.
He needs some time to get better, but he also needs to get back with like 6 games or so, just to get his game and groove back for the playoffs.
And And there's depth scoring.
Oh, this depth is just insane lately.
It's been heating up. Just like the weather in Toronto today.
How about that Bobby McMahon?
Woo, Bobby McMahon, right? 10 points. It was funny. I mentioned in the group chat when he got his second goal tonight, I was like, can we get like 2 times the Tim's points for this? Because what the fuck?
Yeah, Bobby McScratchy into Bobby McSorley.
What was it I put in the group chat? Bobby McDude.
That's got to be on a t-shirt.
Joey Ferg, that's an idea, buddy. And then to continue on in the first, Cody, I don't know if you want to bash him, but William, we signed him. We are not silly. We sign our willies. Nylander got his 39th of the season, and Littlefoot, Lilligren got the assist on that.
So, a positive to Lilligren, that kid has been playing phenomenal lately. Lilligren? He's really starting to earn that right HD fucking position.
I have to tell you here, he has 5 points in the last 5 games.
Yeah. No, he's getting points, but he's also solidifying his position. Him and Edmondson have been playing fantastic together. They're very good at making up for each other's weaknesses and playing against the team's other players on their strengths. So it's been a huge bonus to watch.
Nice.
Nylander. Yeah, exactly. But Nylander, if that guy can learn how to play some fucking defense, that would be wonderful. Like, I'm sorry, but if you stand there and wait till the puck comes to your stick and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to play defense. Like, even Keith called him out on it, and the broadcasters were saying it a couple games ago, that he keeps pushing past the blue line, trying to get an odd man rush for a breakaway and clearing our zone, which is causing goals against because they're shorthanding our team in the defense.
Damn it, Willie.
Like, don't get me wrong. Willie's an amazing player, but he has to get back and play defense better.
Yeah.
And, he's on the PK. Yeah, because they want to try to score shorthanded goals.
Got to get them short to get them pucks in deep. All right. That's all the notes I have for the first period. And going on into the second period, I have Holmberg goal X2. Both of his goals were fucking energizing.
He's really stepped his game up and solidifying himself lately, too. Sorry, my mom is dying in the background.
I'll walk to your place and I'll hug her.
You'll walk to my place and hug her? Okay, Mikey's going to give you a hug in about 2.5 weeks.
I'm so hot.
McMahon's second goal and Willie JT on the apples on that one. Rich, you got any thoughts on McMahon or Holmberg and their game tonight?
I mean, it's nice to see that the other players, not just called for performing and that because before we always have the excuse that it's if the call four don't perform, then we're not getting anything, you know. It's almost a guaranteed loss first period. We've not got that now.
No.
I will say my personal favourite out of all the depth players, if you could call him that, is Max Domi.
I
just love the grit. I just love it. He's not scared to drop the gloves. Love it. Love it.
I actually got, so to start the third period here, I have Domi fight. And a tweet from at Luke Fox Jukebox. Max Domi's 5 fights this season for the Leafs is a career high.
Yeah, career high in penalty minutes, too.
Oh, fuck. You know what? That's probably why Domi looked disappointed. His dad looked disappointed in the stands. That was I love seeing that when they, like, you'll see Domi do a goal or a fight or something, and the camera goes to his dad in the stands.
Now, I don't know if that was because his son fought or is it because the fan that kept smacking him in the shoulder being like, that's your kid. He's like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Smack me again and you're going to Philadelphia. Yeah.
I'm having Sunday dinner with him in the morning. Oh,
Yeah, he's coming back for a glass of champagne after the game.
Oh, fuck. And then the next thing I have is the Matty empty netter, and it's his 58th goal of the season. And Cody, like you had said, it's his first empty netter this season, which, yeah, fuck yeah. What was it? The fans of other teams were like, oh, they don't count because they're empty net. Well, go fuck your face.
Yeah, go fuck your face and your ear hole.
They count on the scoreboard.
I was hoping they would. I wanted to see 10 goals.
Now, to say congrats to Hyman, because I loved the guy when he played for Toronto.
He's so lovable.
He is, and he's the first actual Leaf player I ever got to meet in person.
That's cool.
He's cool.
Yeah, I went to take my mom to the Elton John concert at Scotiabank Arena, being a gentleman and a good son and holding the door to let my mom in, walking backwards, and I ran right into Hyman and damn near knocked him on his ass with his wife.
Oh, fuck.
And then I was like, oh, sorry, man. He's like, oh, it's okay, bro. And then he went and did a bunch of pictures, and I left and shit my pants because I was excited.
Fanboying.
Oh, fanboying hard, man.
Your eyes just turned into stars.
Yeah. I was like a 12-year-old boy, except for it was a body erection.
I have a similar experience. I didn't run into anybody, but a couple of years ago, I went to Indy Toronto. The IndyCar series comes to around Exhibition Place, and my favourite driver is Graham Rahal. I was a big fan of his dad in the mid-90s, Bobby Rahal, and I got to meet him. And I've been going on about this for months, and me and my mate came over from the UK, and I got to meet him and never said a bloody word.
Just froze, eh?
Just froze. Absolutely froze.
My man hasn't moved for 40 minutes.
Oh, mate. And so we walked away, and my mate's like, he's like, I can't believe you didn't say anything. And another friend of mine, Canadian guy, he's like, oh, Rich, did you get a spin, Graham? How was it? And then my mate Chris went, he didn't say anything. He just said thank you for his autograph and walked away.
At least he said thank you.
I did say thank you.
Well, at least you're a gentleman about it.
Yeah, exactly. He's a nice dick.
Yeah, a very nice dick.
Jesus.
Yeah. Love you, buddy.
First time I met Doug Gilmore, he offered me a beer for the bus ride for our draft party. And he was sitting beside me, and I was just like, my mom told me that if I got a chance to talk to you, to ask you about those cow pants that you wore back in the milk commercials. And he was telling me on how they weren't pants, they were actually painted on.
I
was like, so you just basically stood there in your underwear and had a bunch of girls painting your legs? He's like, yeah. He's like, it was very uncomfortable. And that was our first conversation I ever had with him.
Legendary first conversation. That's how you greet someone.
Yeah, legendary,
I was painted for like 6 hours.
Yeah. Hey, Doug Gilmore, nice to meet you. How's your nuts? Did somebody paint on them? Yes, they did. Sweet.
One's black, one's white.
My name's Cody.
Oh, fucking Jesus.
First thing I said to Wendell Clark was, if I give you a pair of gloves, will you punch me in the face on video and then sign them so I can auction them off for Easter Seals? But he wasn't willing to do it. And 3 years later, he still won't do it.
That's a bummer.
You've got an unhealthy obsession with being punched or kicked, but charity, yes.
I'm a guy.
Just bros being bros, man.
Yeah, if you hit me in the face, it means I get to hit you back. And that's enjoyable.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, fucking A. All right, continuing on. So the Leafs won 6-3. I saw the shots just before we started recording. The Leafs had 29 and Edmonton had 39. So shows to go you that fuck you, Edmonton.
Yeah, they came back heavy in the third, though, because we were in the lead at the beginning of the third.
Yeah, 5-0.
What's the one stat that we're missing, the most important stat of this game?
Which one?
The blocked shots, 28-11 in favor of Toronto. Tell me our defense sucks.
26 of those were in the third period, I should imagine.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
There was loads of bodies flying in front of that goal, especially when James came in.
Yeah. Yeah, and then penalty minutes is 23-17 for Edmonton. And 12 of the 23 minutes for them was Nurse because he's a Jew.
Oh, fucking Jesus. If this I was a video Nurse. Pod, you could see the fucking shock in Rich and I's face.
And one more thing before we leave this game that I have to add fuck you, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. There's actually a really good story with that. My buddy Josh Franklin, who lives in BC, went to the casino with his girlfriend back in the day. And who shows up at the casino? Nobody different than Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Goes up and starts hitting on my buddy's girlfriend right in front of him. And he's like, hey, that's my girl. So, fuck you, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Fuck you,
Nugent. I'm a hockey player, so you should date me instead of that guy.
That is some fucking ego, Jesus.
I've seen that firsthand over here with football players. African players, actually, yeah.
Now, are we talking about football or soccer?
We're talking about soccer, proper football.
There we go, soccer, there we go.
I say that in jest because I like the NFL and I love the CFL. So it's all a jest.
All right,
TFC won today, 2-0, by the way.
Nice.
There you go.
They've only lost one game all season, as far as I know.
That's a fucking hell of a... Wait, how many games are they in?
There's only a few, but from last year, trust me, last year...
They're a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Last year was rough.
They've probably won more games this year than they did the whole last year.
Best ball kickers in the sport.
Cody, I'm surprised you're not a part of that.
What, ball kickers?
Yeah.
I don't do it for money. I do it for sport.
Does it for the fun.
Does it for the rush. Oh, fucking A. I love you guys.
Coming to a theater near you. Cody kicks Mikey right in the balls. What will he do next?
It's like the Simpsons skit, the football to the groin. All right. So this is honestly the first time in the show where I haven't kept up with the games. Streams fucking suck. Fuck you, Gary Bettman. But I thought it would be fun to do trivia. This is the 56th episode of the show, and this is the first trivia episode. Two off from Matthew's empty netter stat there. So what we'll do is I will be the Bob Barker. There we go. I blanked hard there for a second. Jesus fuck. So I will be the host. Cody and Rich, you will have to do silly sounds to buzz in because I am too broke to have actual sounds for the show. So do a silly sound and you can put in your answer. Okay, so we'll do the Leafs first, and we'll do movie after, and then, Rich, we're going to do your idea last. We're going to save the most fun one for last.
Yeah, okay.
So, the first question, what is the only original six team the Leafs have not defeated in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Beep.
Cody, go.
Was it the Red Wings?
No.
Rich. Oh, wait, no, they did beat them. Never mind.
Bridge, take a whack.
I like to say, is it Montreal? But I think they beat them.
Yeah, they beat them back in 67 when they won the cup, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is this Chicago?
No.
Jeez. Man, that was like 20 years before I was even born. Richard, you got to get in on this, man. You're older.
I'm not that much older. Jesus, man.
Hey, the man is like a fine wine. He's like a fine
I'm not that much older.
Oh,
I'm only 43. I'm not 63.
No, dude, you're a fine wine.
I won't go that far. Maybe a Lambrini.
Yeah. All right, what's the answer there, Mikey?
All right, so it is the Boston Bruins.
Oh, geez, of course it's them.
All the fucking teams.
I hate them even more now.
All right. The questions 2 and 3 kind of play hand in hand, so this will be fun. When was the last game played at Maple Leaf Gardens?
Oh.
Wait, Rich, was that a sound? I heard
no. No.
I heard, oh, you're just going,
I remember watching it on telly. I remember watching it on telly.
I remember Shane Corson was playing for Montreal in that game. It was Toronto versus Montreal.
I actually know. So I have the question and the answer, so that way I wouldn't forget. It was not against Montreal. That's
really?
The one. Yeah, it was against another Original Six team. I'll give you that. It was another Original Six team.
Was this Chicago?
It is.
Because Gilmore scored in that game, didn't he? And he played for Chicago at that time.
He was after he left. Wee lad. Cody, you and Rich would remember that better than I would.
Yeah, it was after Gilmore left Toronto and went to Chicago. And he scored, I think it was the game-winning goal even. And he was playing for Chicago at the time. Oh, I can't remember the exact date of that.
Do you want to do the month or the day? You do it in
person. Was it 98?
You're very close.
97.
You're still very close, a little bit colder though.
Oh, it was really that much later, eh?
Yeah.
See, this was during the era that I kind of like walked away from hockey for a bit because it was when I quit.
Oh, shit.
I played in my last year. I played was my first year at Pee Wee.
Yeah.
And my own team was, like, assaulting me in the dressing room and beating me up on the ice during practices. And my coach actually, like, encouraged it.
Dude, I'm giving you the longest fucking hug the next
time. Yeah, I quit playing hockey after that season because of the way I was treated by my teammates. So it would have been 99, 2000.
It was 99, yeah.
Yeah.
Rich, you want to guess the month or day?
It's probably April, probably.
No, a little bit earlier than that.
It was shorter seasons back then.
Ah, of course it was, yeah. So it'd been around sort of late February, early March, probably.
It was February.
28th?
No, earlier in the month.
Earlier in the month, huh?
That shows how much a game's changed in...
just in the short amount of
time.
I mean, it feels short, but at the same time...
It's not,
2020 feels like a century ago.
Well, even with COVID, they changed the season around a lot, right? Because of the shutdown.
Yeah, and the timings. Like, I think they're still trying to line up the season to start in early October.
Or did
that happen this year?
It was late September when it started before, though, wasn't it? Playoffs started the beginning of April, not halfway through.
I'm blanking, but as far as I remember, it was early mid-April?
Yeah, it could have been, yeah.
All right, are you both caving in for this one?
Yeah.
All right, so the final game was on February 13th, 1999, against Chicago. I did not get the score, though. It did not say the score.
On the 13th.
On the Friday the 13th. I don't know if it was Friday the 13th, but I love that fucking franchise. All right, so the third question, which kind of ties into the second question, who did the Leafs defeat in their first game at the, fuck you, I still call it the ACC?
It's the ACC. It's the ACC.
It's the ACC. SBA? No, fuck that. It's fucking ACC. Let's go.
And it's the Sky Dome as well.
The Sky, yeah. Yeah, it is. All right, I'll give you guys this. I'm a very forgiving person, so I'll give you this little hint. The team they defeated was another Original Six team.
Was it the first game there that they played Montreal?
Well, they defeated Montreal.
Yeah, it was the first game back, right? like at the new arena, was their first game. They played Montreal and beat them.
Yeah. You want to guess the score?
The score was
this one I actually have written down.
I don't think it was a really high scoring game. It wasn't low, but it wasn't super high.
No, there's a good amount of goals. Good amount of cheering.
Is it like 5-3?
Okay, you got 3.
7-3.
Nope.
I give up.
Rich?
4-3.
Nope. 3-2 in overtime.
Okay.
Fuck you, Habs.
That was the game that Corson played in, was the first game, not the last game at Maple Leaf Gardens.
The more you know. Nice. All right, so this last one, I thought this was a really fucking cool, to include it as a question. Who is the only person to have been captain, coach, and assistant general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Ooh, wouldn't know that.
Captain, coach,
and assistant GM, but still,
it was the first one you said, or the only?
He's the only person to have been captain, coach, and assistant general manager of the Leafs. I'll list all the years. Well, you guys get the names. I don't know if you would get the years because this is way back when, This is fantastic audio.
No, I'm really deep into thought here, just trying to think of the old captains.
I mean, this goes back to when I used to have to get the hockey results in the back of the newspaper on a Sunday, and it would literally be Detroit 3, Toronto 1, ooh, Washington 2, Montreal 3. It was that. Yeah, there was no details at all. Oh, nothing.
It was long before Elon fucked up Twitter.
Long before Elon even got a voice, I think. There was at least 2 9s in the year, put it that way.
So you guys want to give it a guess, or are you giving in?
I'm giving in. I've got a complete brain fart.
I would not have a clue.
All right, so it was Clarence Henry Happ. A day. His name is on the cup 7 times. No. 1932 as captain, 42, 45, 47, 48, and 49 as coach, and 51 as the assistant general manager. All with Toronto. And a little bonus fact, he was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1961.
Okay. I figured it was going to be somebody from the 30s.
You know what? You weren't far off.
Literally just seen a documentary on YouTube about this guy.
Oof.
Literally.
Oof, Maron. That's a big oof.
Yeah, about a week ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, so the fifth one is, who is the oldest Maple Leaf player to score a hat trick? I have the player, how old he was, the team it was against, and the date.
The oldest player to score a hat trick in Leafs history.
Yeah. Settle in, class. This is a history lesson.
It's a Canadian heritage moment.
Okay. Hint. Was it somebody that played a longer career or a very short career in Toronto?
Okay. That's a good question. I actually should have looked that up. Fuck me. It's a big name from back in the day, though.
Would it be Daryl Sittler?
No, further back.
Further back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're probably thinking 60s players.
Okay, you're in the right decade. I was going to give you the decade.
So if we're in the right decade there, top goal scorers from back then in the 60s would have been like Eddie Shack.
It's not.
Frank Mahovlich.
It's not the big F.
The oldest to score a hat trick. So if it was in the 60s, older player, Ted Kennedy would have been older back then.
Nope.
It wasn't Tim Horton.
Nope.
Oh, man. There's so many players from back then that are just floating through my head right now.
You look like Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover, just all these images going by your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Rich, any ideas?
No, not whatsoever.
Oh, are you boys keeping in?
Was it Red Kelly?
It was Red Kelly.
Yeah.
It was Red Kelly. Do you guys want to guess how old the team or the day?
It's like 42.
No, he wasn't that old.
You're a little cold there.
36?
Cody, you're so close. You're very close.
So 37.
37?
37.
And 255 days old.
Yeah, and that would have been 1968.
No.
It was earlier than that, eh?
It was a little bit earlier than that. I will give you, it was this month. It was March. March blank.
66.
Oh, you're so close.
65.
March blank, 1965. And also, what team?
What do you mean, what team? Montreal. Did he score it against?
It was not against Montreal. And yeah, who did he get it against?
Was it Detroit?
No.
No, because I know that was his old team, too.
No.
There's not many options for teams back then, Richard.
I know. It's great. There's much right, we got one down.
It's gone.
Oh, Boston again, was it?
No.
No. Chicago.
No.
All right, well, you got the last one then. You might as well just say it because we've already said all the original six.
It was the Rangers.
It's the only team that was left.
Yep. All right. And you guys want to guess the day or no?
No. We're going to be way off on that.
It was the 21st, literally 2 days ago.
21st?
The March 21st, 1965.
Oh, well, see, that would have thrown me out because it's March 24th now for me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you would have been a day ahead.
Shit, I should have thought of your five-hour advance here.
Well, you're only 4 hours in front at the moment.
So remember when I said that it was Doug Gilmour played for Chicago the last game that they played at the Gardens?
Yeah.
And then I just had forgotten that tidbit. The first game was against Montreal.
Yeah.
But Doug Gilmour did get the game-winning goal in that game as well, playing for Chicago.
Oh, God damn it. all right, so because I'm fun, all the like these rounds that we're doing has a bonus question because, of course, it does. I don't even know who's leading, but this is just fun and silly and awesome. Bonus question. Which Maple Leafs player had the nickname Superman?
Oh.
And it's spelt and pronounced like the DC hero Superman. He is another very old legendary Leafs player. That is the only hint I'll give you.
The only hint I'll give you is that it's some guy that's been dead for 30 years.
If I give you another hint, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Old player. Very old player, he says. So I'm thinking probably 50s or 60s player.
It's around there. Yeah.
It's around that. It's around there.
Around that era.
Well, Eddie Shack was the train. Was he Superman?
No, he was not. This one actually surprised me. I was like, really?
Well, if it surprised you, then there's no way we're going to get it.
It's okay.
Do you have any guesses, Richard?
No, I'm just learning here.
The more you know, and it turns into the NBC logo. All right, so are you boys both caving in here?
Yeah.
All right, it was Tim Horton.
Of course it was. His nickname was Superman?
His nickname was Superman. And I thought that would have been fun because I thought you guys would have confused him with Mikheyev. Because he was Superman.
Yeah. No, he was Superman.
Oh, I what was it? Brian Beliefs, he did one, and it looked like Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, we called him Soup Man, and then Jack Campbell was Soup.
But yeah.
Because they were on the same team at the same time.
Yeah, had the same nickname.
I kind of think that Tim Hortons, the coffee chain, and DC Comics have missed a marketing opportunity in Canada here.
Honestly, though, I know I've seen images of, what was it? This was like in the past, year, but I saw it come up recently in Facebook memories. The Devils had this collaboration with Marvel, and there's all these like modern Marvel heroes with New Jersey Devils players. It looks sick, like a comic book cover. I had a nerdgasm at it.
Nerdgasm.
A nerdgasm. All right, so speaking of nerdgasms, let's get into some fun movie trivia. Because despite the... I haven't watched a lot of games, but I've been watching a lot of movies with my sweetheart. And, it's been fun. You know what I will say is we watched through all of the Jurassic Park movies and Jurassic World movies. I have not seen the Park movies since I was a wee lad. And holy fucking Jesus, they still hold up and they're wicked and fun and awesome. And the World movie, so I faintly remember watching the first one, Jurassic World, and then we watched through Fallen Kingdom, which that one felt the most like an amusement park ride. It was fucking wicked. And then the last one we watched, Dominion, and honestly, it felt like Avengers Endgame, but for Jurassic franchise, because you have the old cast coming in and the new cast coming in. And it's funny because I've had staff tell me like, oh, that movie's supposed to suck. I'm like, no, it was actually a lot of fun.
I've not seen it yet.
They got another one coming out actually with them too.
Yeah, apparently there's a seventh one in development.
Yeah.
But to get into movie trivia, the first question, what is the name of Quint's boat from Jaws? And I have a fun fact about this after. Oh, it's the fucking...
This is all you, Richard, because my fun fact is I thought Jaws sucked.
Wow.
I've only watched it once. I didn't enjoy it, so I won't watch it again.
It's like one of my favorite films. Like, literally one of my favorite films, but I cannot remember the name of that goddamn freaking boat. Because it wasn't big enough.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, I just know that punchline from so many different movies.
That is literally... When you guys message me, that's what goes off. honest to God.
That's all right. Awesome.
All right, this one I'll throw it away, but the answer was the orca.
Of course it was.
And the fun fact is this piece of cinema is considered to be the very first summer blockbuster because it came out before Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, so question to Cody. You're going to get this one, my man. The Mask, Dumb and Dumber, and Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, all movies starring the national treasure that is Jim Carrey, were released in what year?
No. Oh. You're going to get this because you like Jim Carrey movies.
92.
No. It was later on than that.
Yeah, a little bit later. Really?
96?
A little bit sooner.
It was 95 then.
No.
94.
There you go. Because I remember that movie coming out, and I was kind of a kid, but not a kid. Like, it was my adolescent years.
Which one? All of them.
Yeah, because they all came out the same year.
All right, so the third one. Who voices Darth Vader in the Incredible Space Conflict movies, the Star Wars movies? I also have a fun fact about this one.
I know the guy's name.
Oh, it's on your tongue.
I can think of other movies he starred in because he was a big name. He was in The Sandlot.
Yep.
I just can't remember his name. Oh, I just know it was the black guy with the glasses.
Yep.
From The Sandlot. He was in a lot of movies back then.
The Lion King?
Yep. Yeah, he was Mufasa.
Rich, are you giving in?
I know it.
And you're a Star Wars fan, Richard. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am right now. I am very ashamed of myself right now. We've discovered I know absolutely nothing about my favorite hockey team, and I know nothing about my favorite movies. We're winning.
Yeah, I can't even think of the guy's name at all. Like, I'm not good with actors' names unless it's somebody that was like absorbed me in so many ways.
Yeah. All right. So
James Earl Jones.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, he was in Field of Dreams as well.
And I actually read somewhere recently that so he retired. I don't know if it was from just voicing Vader or acting altogether.
In total, he's quite old now.
Oh, yeah. He is up there in like his 90s. That's
is he still around?
He's still around. But he's not acting altogether. I thought it was just for voicing Vader, but he did. I thought this was cool. He gave permission for Disney to use AI to use his voice for future Star Wars projects. And I feel that's so fitting because Vader is like half machine. So like this feels fit. I feel it feels fitting.
Yeah, it makes sense to keep it going.
Right? I mean, there's no voice. Like you can't replicate his voice.
Nope.
So to do that is fucking sick. This one I had to because I'm the fucking dude. In the movie The Big Lebowski, Jesus. His theme is a Spanish mix of Hotel California, absolute banger. Y'all should go crank it. Who is it performed by?
I do not know.
It's been a long time since I've watched that movie.
I watched it not too long ago. It was awesome.
I knew this was going to turn into one of those like Mikey D things where it's movies that I either don't watch or haven't seen in 20 years.
I mean, I thought you would appreciate the classic movies at least.
Like I know who originally played that song was the Eagles.
Yep.
But I don't know who played it in that movie.
Rich, do you have any ideas?
No idea.
All right, so the cover is done by the Gypsy King, and it's a lot short. So the Eagles version is like 7 minutes long with an epic guitar solo. The Gypsy King version is only like 3 or 4 minutes long, but it is catchy as fucking hell.
Like as catchy as Foxy in Wayne's World?
Wayne's World.
Boom, 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 Foxy.
That's a movie.
Yes.
We're adding that to the list. She's just looking at me like, what the fuck?
She has no idea what movie you're talking about.
Can't watch Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
All right. The fifth question. What classic ghostly 1980s movie was mostly improvised and did not go by the script? This one I knew a little bit about, but like, yeah, hearing the full thing was, I was like, oh shit, fuck yeah.
Almost everything that Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler were in.
No, this is the 80s.
They started in the 80s in Saturday Night Live and Living in Color.
Fucking hell yeah, that's a deep cut. Let's go.
Ghostly movie. Was it Ghost?
Ghostbusters.
It's Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I was thinking Ghostbusters, but I'm like, that just seems too easy.
Busting makes me. Are you guys gonna see the new one?
No,
I'd like to, but to be honest, I feel weird going to the cinema on my own.
That's fair.
It's just weird. It's just something you either take your kids or you take your girl with you and
make a day out of it.
Yeah. Slightly lacking in both of those departments most of the time. So
we can buy you a blow up doll with a nice dress and some lipstick and you can take her to it.
It'd be too classy for around here.
All right, and the last one here. The Lost World Jurassic Park. What was the name of the dinosaur that fucked up the little girl?
Is that a Dominus Rex?
Nope.
Trying to think of what Lost World video
that was. The Lost World, that's the Copiosaurus thing, the little tiny chicken-sized things.
So it is that, but what are the names of them?
Compies, they call them as short.
Yep, Chompies. You got it, buddy.
In the book, because like the first three movies are actually just the original book, just squeezed together.
Yeah.
Right. And in the book, it'll put you off eating anything other than lettuce for a week, man. The book is grim.
So I got to read the book.
Oh, it's awesome. You love it.
I'll listen to the audio book.
Oh, no. There's nothing better than reading an actual book, man.
I do have a fun fact about the first Jurassic Park, which Amy told me about that, and I thought it was really cool. So in the first Jurassic Park movie, where one of the cars is flipped over, the kids are inside, and the T-Rex is like, it's fucking the shit up. So the T-Rex would apparently malfunction in the rain.
Yep.
And when it comes into the car, the fear you see in the kids is actual fear. It's they didn't real. Think it was going to fuck it up that much.
Yeah, apparently
he's just looking at me pissed. Like,
it used to go off. When they weren't filming, it used to go off. It was, yeah.
It was like the shark from Jaws. Like, that would fuck up as well. Yeah.
I remember my brother Jesse and his friend Rafi, when we were in elementary school and that movie came out, they actually had a list of all the things that they did wrong in that movie.
Oh, shit.
Right? Like, things that when they did different scenes, how they forgot certain parts of the scene, like props and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when she goes down into the electric station and the raptor pops his head out between the posts, and then she runs up the stairs to take off, the first part of that clip, she drops her flashlight and it's connected to her foot and she's running up the stairs. And then they show her running up the stairs. The flashlight is gone. And then when she runs out the door, it's back.
Oh, that's a continuity error.
Yeah, there's so many of them in that movie, like tons of them. You can actually see somebody's hand holding one of the prop dinosaurs if you look close enough and you pause it at the right time.
That's with the Rich, sorry to cut you off, buddy. That's like with the original Star Wars. You could see a guy off onto the side when they're escaping the Death Star, and you see his hand and his watch and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got Gladiator with the Boeing 747 flying overhead as well.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know they had planes
way
back
out of
then.
Date.
Yeah.
All right, so the last bit we have here is, Rich, do you want to take over and explain what we're going to do?
So basically, I've got a list of five town names from the area that I live in now, which is the North Wiltshire, Gloucestershire area in England, the UK. I'm not from this area, so I will probably butcher many of these names as well. And we're going to get Cody to read these names out and see how many he gets closely right.
Probably none.
All right, Bristol. Cody, I messaged both of you the town names in the order. So we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And Rich, if you want to, this is going to be. I want to try and take a whack at this because I feel like I'm going to fuck it up too.
Yeah. All
right, so Cody, you go first.
Okay. Yatton. KL.
I love that you're doing it in the voice.
It's not even close to the British accent.
No, I'm just skipping certain letters like you guys do when you talk.
That's only in London, the southeast where I'm from.
Lavington.
That's pretty good actually.
Roud.
Yep.
Let's lad. That's like German sounding.
A little bit.
Yeah, Lekam.
Lekam.
That's Jewish.
Oh, fuck.
And Corsham.
Yep, that was really good.
Nice.
I was just trying to think of, like, because I always think of your accent when I'm trying to say your words.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, I'm not from around here, and this part of the country has got a very, it's a mix of some, like, regular English, Celtic, and French, bizarrely. I mean, there's literally a place down a road going into Chippenham called Avenue de la Fletch.
De la Fletch.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
See, instead of saying Celtic, you say Celtic.
Celtic, yeah.
Celtic.
Fuck the T. Is it like Yat and Kennel?
Yat and Kennel.
Kennel?
Kennel.
Kennel. Yeah.
That should be an H instead of a Y.
It's how they pronounce it. I mean, look, you know, you got Lechlade was number four.
That's what I was thinking of was Lechlade. I was just trying to make fun of it. Yeah. On things.
Yeah. You got the other two, the other three, right? Hellabert and Raud. Caution. That's actually it. I'm finding this an epic fail. I need to try harder. More bizarre place names.
My English reading is actually quite well.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's actually really hard because, especially in Ontario, there's a lot of places that are named after places in England and
Birmingham.
Britain. It's Birmingham. Birmingham. There's no ham.
There's fucking ham Burlington. The there's a New Hampshire street.
My personal favourite is when you go towards Bristol, there's actually a village called Pennsylvania. And one of the kids wanted to go to Pennsylvania, so we drove her there.
Nice.
Yeah. She didn't want to go to that Pennsylvania, though.
I live right across the road from Pennsylvania. Well, the lake.
You can walk over there.
Is there any fish in it?
Well, it's Lake Erie. It's quite massive. Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah. Interesting.
They have these eels that. Did you ever watch that Stephen King movie, The Chrysalids?
This doesn't even sound familiar, no.
Yeah, it was. They go to an airport. They fly away from the airport and they end up going through like a time zone or something like that in the sky. And they land in another airport and the airport's dead. There's nobody there or anything like that. And then the chrysalids showed up. And basically, they looked like meatballs with, like, layers of teeth, thousands of teeth around their mouth, and it went back further into their throat, like more layers upon layers.
Holy shit.
We have eels in Lake Erie that are like that that will actually latch onto you.
Cool.
So Stompin' Tom Connors, his niece actually swam across Lake Erie, and her dad came did a special thing with us in school when I was in elementary school. And he brought one with him to show us what they looked like. And they'd latch onto your boats and stuff. So when you swim across Lake Erie, they suggest you actually have a pilot boat going with you so they can help you remove them from your bodies.
They're prepared.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe I won't fish there.
Yeah, I'm not skinny dipping there.
Yeah, leave that one.
Yeah, you can stay. Keep your naked body away from my lake there, Mikey.
Come on, it's beautiful. All right, that's all the notes I have, but I want to give a shout out. She's an old family member. She used to babysit me as a wee lad. She does all these cool little keychains and stickers designs. If you want something creative, go to her. Hi, Jessica. It's Deshka's Design on Facebook. I asked her to make me, Ryan, and Steph these, what was cool, they're blue Sour Patch Kids, and they're keychains, like they sparkle, they look like they're Sour Kids, it's so adorable. The only thing I asked her to do was, for the blue ones, to add on a Toronto Maple Leaf logo, the current one.
And, that's cool.
Right? And for my Devil's buddy, Johnny, hi Johnny, I love ya. He got a red Sour Patch Kid with the New Jersey Devils logo on it. It looks fucking sleek.
No, that's cool.
Right?
But they didn't come with pizza, though.
I did not. Fucking Jesus, man. I'm going to get rid
of the pickiest eater in the world, and he fucking ruins pizza with gummy bears.
And just throw jelly babies on it, be done.
Yeah.
You know what? I will defend it. It was good. Fuck it. It was good. Sour Patch Kids on Pizza Hut, do it. Fucking do it. Amy's just like, what the fuck? Because she was the one that started it. And now I'm taking all the... She's waving her arms. Oh, fucking A. On that, go check out Jessica's stuff. It's fucking awesome. And I want to give a shout out to the family. Mom's birthday was the 18th. My brother's birthday was today. Mine was on the 14th. The family has birthdays all this fucking month. It's a goddamn party. Wanted to say I love you guys. Hi, Nan and Pop. Love you.
All right. I'll do a shout out to the group chat.
Let's go.
Hello, everybody. We'll say hi to Anissa, to Aussie Bitch. Kyle's, we miss you. Can't wait to see you. Crazy attitude. Gotta love that girl. Do a shout out to Adam.
Yeah.
Even though he broke our heart by getting rid of Jeff.
Oh, poor Jeff.
Rest in peace, Jeff. And then we can't forget Steph, obviously. Big shout out to Steph. Big shout out to Ryan.
Yeah.
Big shout out to
Lindsay.
Yep. And the other Lindsay that's never in it. And Katie, who comes in and out every once in a while to say hey.
Yep.
And to Jess.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And I think I got everybody this time.
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's right. My cougar love that disappeared and got engaged and ruined life.
Oh, no. All right, Rich, you want to do any shout-outs to anyone? Say hi to anyone?
Yeah, I mean, basically the group, especially for when I was over in Toronto last time around, because you all looked after me ridiculously well. Steph took me to an extra game that I didn't think I was going to, which was amazing. Yeah, Cody looked after me when we met up. We went for a meal. Yourself, you had me over into the party central, and we sampled the rather nice JR.
Yeah, fuck yeah, let's go, buddy. Cheers.
Yeah. And rest in peace to Party Central.
Rest in peace to Party Central.
To the garage, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's RIP to a fallen homie.
You and the guys there. That was a blast. Yeah,
it's fun here. I live in North Hollywood, hanging out with Nicolas Cage, Christian Bale, Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
hi guys. They'll never listen to this. But
Will Smith.
Will's not here anymore.
He ran out.
Things happened, and he is no longer
here. Chris Rock is chasing him.
Yeah, he saw Chris Rock and bailed.
Oh, fucking A.
But yeah, so yeah, go on, Mike.
All right, so on that. We'll go around the room. Cody, I'll let you go first. Where can the fine people find you on the webs?
All right. Well, you can find me on Facebook under William Cody Donaldson, or you can find me on Twitter as Cody Donaldson, or you can find me on Instagram. I believe it's c.donaldson9. And I think that's all I use. I got Snapchat, but I can't tell you what that is because I don't know. I also wanted to do one last quick shout out now that I don't have to worry about swearing happening and my kids can listen to this part. So big shout out to my daughter Eden. I love you, kiddo, and happy birthday to Aliana. 29th is coming real soon. She's gonna be 9, and this little girl saved my life, and every day that I celebrate with her, but her birthday is extra special for me. So just wanted to do that for both the girls.
That's cute. Happy birthday, girls. Let's go.
Happy birthday.
Woo! All right. Rich, where can the fine people find you?
If they're really that bothered, it's at Richard S. Parsons on Twitter. I refuse to call it by its new name.
Yeah, same here. Fuck you.
And that's about it, really. It's not all that interesting.
You're a quiet man, Dick.
I just run in every now and again to cause some mischief when people are moaning about silly things like the colour of the England flag on the back of the England shirt. Under the collar. Under the collar. You can't even see it. Under. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You're such a humble dick.
Well, you know. Oh, fucking A.
All right.
I will share Ryan's socials because he's not here, so I'm going to pick up the slack. I love you, buddy. You can follow your favorite newfie on Twitter, at RyanWilly93. You can follow me on the socials, Twitter, Instagram, It's at MikeyD_392. And you can follow the show on the socials at Beliefers Pod. I don't know when the next episode's coming, but hopefully not within a month. I get nervous when there's a month break in between episodes. If that's anything, guys, there will be another episode. I promise you that. Rich, you are definitely welcome back anytime you would like. Cody, I fucking love you, buddy. Let's fucking go. Let's go. Go, Leafs, go. I'm doing it quietly. I'm a fantastic boyfriend.
I really want to shout, but I'll have to place around if I shout because it's like 3 in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Well, thanks for staying up so late for us there, Richard. I really appreciate it. It's been great having you on the show.
It's been awesome.
Being able to enjoy this great. With
it's
you.
It's been great to be on the show. It just proved that I need to go and learn stuff.
You and me both,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, we all have to learn our history of the Leafs between 1916 to 1945.
Well, actually, 1917 when they first became a team.
Yeah, well,
they were the Toronto Blue Shirts, and then they became the Aretinas.
Yep, and then St. Pat's.
Yep. And oh, then those New jerseys are beautiful.
I like that they did that throwback like that.
With the clover.
With the clover, I like that addition to it.
I want one of those.
Amy got me the chain. It's so sick.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Big green chain. Let's go.
Yeah, the next show we'll do some more of this trivia, but this time I will run the trivia.
Oh God. I'm down.
I'm going to make it so it's more recent stuff.
Okay.
But it's also going to have some historical things added into it as well.
So it's going to be a little mix of column A, a little mix of column B.
Yeah, but it's not going to be something that's going to be too difficult to figure out, but
yeah,
kind of challenging at the same time.
So it's going to be like a Lego game. Like it's got some challenge to it, but it's a fun challenge.
Like it's going to have. It's going to have it's going to have levels of fun.
Yeah,
but it's going to be more like ages 6 and up. It's not going to be like Death Star level.
Oh, shit. You get this wrong, you're going to die.
That might actually happen.
You know what? Actually, very quickly before we go. So the Leafs are actually playing tomorrow against Carolina. Quick prediction. Just a very quick prediction, and then we'll go. We'll fuck off.
3-1.
I like that. I like
3-1
that.
Leafs. Cody?
I was actually sitting on 3-2 right away.
Ooh.
For the Leafs, obviously.
Oh, fuck yeah. You got to believe. Come on. This is.
I can't watch it either.
You can do a loss, but like it's better if you believe for a win.
Yeah, no, I see Wohl doing really well tomorrow night.
He's already there. They apparently shipped him early.
Yeah, he went out there early. Yeah.
That's fucking jokes.
And also a big shout out to Sheldon Keefe and to Tree Living. A lot of people were questioning keeping three goalies on the roster.
Yes.
This is exactly why you do it.
Prove it a good choice there.
Exactly.
I actually saw a tweet after a recent game that the Leafs now have three goalies with 10 wins this season.
Yeah. Yeah, that was after Wolves' last game.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. All right, I'm going to say a 4-1 win. Let's go.
All right, I like that.
Yeah. The boys, they're on the momentum after that 6-3 win tonight. Yeah, they're going to get a couple of goals tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful.
Who do you think is going to get the first goal?
You know what? I'm going to say...
Well, I won't be bunting anymore.
I mean, I want to say Willie because I love Willie, but I like McMahon and I hope I get to pick him for tomorrow's Tim Pick. So I'm going to say McDude.
McDude.
McDude. Joey, that needs to be a shirt, buddy.
I'm going to go for Domi.
I'm taking Domi.
He's really been fired up. If Bertuzzi was back, I'd be going for him, but we don't know if he's going to be playing tomorrow or not yet.
Hopefully he feels better because, well, he's feeling under the weather as well.
Yeah, he was sick the last game that they played. That's why he didn't play the first 8.5 minutes of the game. because he was feeling not so well. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he went out and had one of his best games as a Leaf on that top line with Domi and Matthews. And they were just insane that whole game.
Was that the game he got the hat trick? Because that was his birthday.
No, no. This is when Matthews got the hat trick called back on him.
Oh, yeah.
And Domi got four assists. Matthews got two goals and three assists. And Burt got a goal and two assists, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah, that line was phenomenal.
Team's heating up just at the right time. Ooh.
No, 100%.
All right, so on that, I love you all. We all love you all. Let's go. Go Leafs, go. And, yeah.
Peace.